Thank you, Brian. Tim Pankook, Sam Houston State University, and I wanted to talk to you this morning about an assessment method called, I call it individual test plus group test, and I've incorporated it in a couple of classes, one being a soils class, another a plant propagation course. And the students, when it's time for assessment, they know beforehand they're going to have a 50-question multiple-choice test. And they have to bring their Scantron, one or two good working pencils with a good eraser, and they get their choice. They get to take it individually in 75 minutes. They can turn it in early and leave if they want to. And these students that choose this method, they're put in a separate room, and I have a teaching assistant proctor this exam. Or the students can choose to take the very same exam, question for question, word for word, in only 30 minutes. And if they take it in this format in only 30 minutes, they get to come back into the room and take it as a group. Okay, so what are the advantages of taking it individually for 30 minutes and then retaking it in a group? They stand a chance of earning an additional 10% of points over their individual score, not to exceed the group test grade, nor will I lower any student's individual score if the group test is lower than their individual score. So throughout 30 minutes, so I will proctor this portion of the exam, the 30-minute format, and during the exam I'll tell students, okay, you have 15 minutes left, you have 10 minutes left, you have 5 minutes left. Most of the students will finish it within the 30 minutes. Occasionally I have to take up an exam at 30 minutes. I will also tell students before the test, okay, if you finish before the 30 minutes, you take your notes and you go out in the atrium and you study and you talk about the test and figure out how to come back in and make an A. And so then they don't go too far because they know that they have to come in at 30 minutes. I get to make the groups. I attempt to distribute the talent amongst the groups. And so they're now in groups of 3 to 5 students and they get the exact same test. Somebody has to cough up a clean Scantron to cover for the group. And so now they're talking about the exam. Okay, question number 4, what's the origin of adventitious roots and herbaceous plants or whatever? And they're talking about it once again and coming up with a score for the entire group. So then how do I assess their grade? Just an example of how I would assess them. As I mentioned, they can earn up to an additional 10% over their individual test grade, not to exceed the group test grade. So let's say we have a group of individuals, and these are their individual scores, 94, 88, 76, 66, and 33. They came back in as a group, and in 20 minutes they took it and made a 92. So the person that made a 94 individually, I will not lower their grade. They retain their 94. The person that made an 88, they cannot get the full 10% because I will not, that's one of my rules, you can't go above your group test grade. The person that made a 76 receives an additional 10%. The 66 and the 33, they also get an additional 10%. Questions? Yes, ma'am. You know, it varies from semester to semester. Plus, they get this choice with each exam, and I have 3 exams during the semester. It may be as low as taking the individual plus group test as low as 50% of the class or maybe as high as 90%.
Taking it individually
for 75 taking it, I'm sorry, taking the individual plus group as many as 50% or maybe as... It varies from test to test, semester to semester. Right. Right. Yes, ma'am.
How much does this increase your workload? I mean, I understand you're taking a Scantron, but you're
still having to do that. Takes about 20 to 25 minutes to formulate each group as I look at their GPAs. Running an additional 40 Scantrons, not even 40 Scantrons through the machine. With the assistance of a teaching assistant, I'd say that's another 15 or 20 minutes. Yes, sir.
Have you ever tried other activities where perhaps they can correct their answers and resubmit them? If you did, do you see the difference in that?
I have not, but I would sure like to.